T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve is in the morning now, 7:46 here on this Friday morning. Three big things. A new coronavirus bill headed to Kansas governor for her signature, limiting the governor's powers during a pandemic. Wichita police arrest two men for allegedly using social media to incite a riot. Both men released from custody. Memorial service for George Floyd in Minneapolis. Three former officers charged in Floyd's death. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning in traffic, right now, things going well in traffic. Not seeing any big traffic slowdowns out there. Earlier this week, we had a jump in the gasoline prices, and that's where we're more or less at today. $1.69 a gallon seems to be the low end here in the Wichita area. Traffic on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Sunny and hot today with a high of 97 degrees, mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 72. Then for Saturday, sunny and hot. Tomorrow's high, 96 degrees. Now partly cloudy, calm, and 70 degrees. VoxLink can set up your office phones to go to your cell phone as well. VoxLink has the ability to customize the perfect solution for all your telecom needs in these unsettled times. Call 844-VOXLINK. That's 844-869-5465. VoxLink. KNSS has breaking news. Unemployment dips to 13.3% as U.S. added 2.5 million jobs in May. As the impact from the virus apparently easing. Again, 2.5 million, that's a lot of jobs to add back in, but an unemployment rate of 13.3% is certainly still way, way too high.
Yeah, when you were minus 40 million, plus 2 million, still in the hole on that.
Maybe we can start generating more jobs. A bankrupted JCPenney announced Thursday the list of the 154 stores it plans to close this summer, with store closing sales kicking off June 12th. It said it will announce additional closures in the coming weeks. Penny said it expects the store closing sales to last anywhere from 10 to 16 weeks. You're going to have some bargains at Penny's, at least. Three Kansas locations on today's list, at Emporia, Salina, and Liberal. So those three
smaller towns
are going to be closing. No word on the two Penny's outlets here in Wichita. So there you go.
When's the last time you bought something at JCPenney?
Been a while.
Me too.
It's been a while. And it's not to say they don't have good stuff. It's just that I haven't been out shopping for clothes for one
day. Yeah, I really haven't either.
So much as, the online stuff is here in the big box stores. A tech company is looking to take Street View to a whole new level.
Fox on Tech.
Think of us as Google Earth, but not from a bird's eye view, but from the human perspective.
Botan Debugnar is chief product officer and co-founder of Rescan, a company that is literally walking around the world to let you get virtually up close and personal.
Now you can walk as a pedestrian and as if you were there in a like in a computer game.
And unlike Google Street View, Rescan captures life from a head-mounted camera system, which gives you unique access to everything around you.
We are going into buildings, so you can turn into the building and just walk in as you were there. Walk upstairs, walk into small rooms, and so on and so forth.
Rescan also takes measurements into account of objects around you, so you could, for example, get an idea of how big a room is for planning purposes.
Once we understand a space in and out digitally, then we can ask intelligent questions about it.
The Rescan Viewer app is free on Android and iOS. With Fox on Tech, Brett Larson, Fox News.
Well, some companies are going to survive. In fact, many companies are going to survive locally. And how do they adjust to this pandemic? And what did they do? Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, is with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, many businesses fell on hard times as the COVID-19 pandemic struck. But some Wichita area businesses were able to stay open and thrive. Essential businesses stayed open to meet a growing demand from people who were working remotely or who had been laid off. The businesses that did well ranged from hardware and DIY stores to bike shops and computer technology stores. Pat Harrion is the co-owner of Augusta Ace Home Center. People dug into home projects. It was a steady stream of customers. Says he didn't even have time to open the mail. Paul Bush is principal consultant and founder of One Source Technology. He says his business saw demand come in waves. He says they have been, for lack of a better term, crazy busy. This week's list, Wichita area real estate auction firms ranked by 2019 sales volume for real estate auctions conducted in Kansas. McCurdy Auction remains at the top with sales volume of $85 million. Sundgren Realty second at $22 million. There's a new player on the list, Reese Nichols, South Central Kansas, third on the list with sales volume of $10 million for real estate auctions in Kansas. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Just echoing part of what you were telling us there, during the pandemic, Shelley and I got to the hardware store in our neighborhood. You're talking about the do-it-yourself stuff. And it was doing terrific business. People were wearing their masks and everything. And then we got out to Lowe's. When was that? Last weekend. And Lowe's, up there northwest, you just about couldn't even get close to the store. You couldn't get in the parking lot. So some of these businesses have done very well.
Right. A lot of people had time on their hands, either working from home or they were laid off.
Yeah.
So they said, okay, we're gonna take some time and make some improvement to our real estate here.
Also, the drive-through restaurants did a lot of some of them did very well, I think. Shelley and I are not people who do that a lot, but during the pandemic, we found ourselves doing it more than we had before. And
just kind of handy sometimes.
It is. It's handy. I don't like drive-through. I really don't like it very much. But on the other hand, if that's all you got, that's the way you get. Speaking of food. And we always like to speak of food here with Steve and Ted. Today is National Veggie Burger Day. Taking this, you take a hamburger, dress it up the way you want, and it's supposed to be just as good as a good old hamburger beef burger, right? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Have you ever tried a veggie burger?
No. Jad's your guy on this,
Jad,
not me.
Jad knows about veggie burgers?
Not me.
Oh.
I have tried several of these newest ones. I got to say, they're not bad. You wouldn't mistake them for hamburger. You wouldn't. But that doesn't mean they taste bad. They taste fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bill Roy, where are you on the veggie burger?
Moo.
I think we have our answer.
Give me beef.
Give me beef.
You bet. I want that beef. I want a real hamburger.
There you go.
Amen, right. Brother.
Okay. Yep. Veggie burger today for those of you who are into veggie burgers. Okay, thanks, guys. Coming up on 7:54 now, Steve and Ted. And stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour this morning on KNSS. We have an update on former police officers charged in the George Floyd case. Ted has sports coming up.
Yeah, we'll take a look at, we'll preview our big broadcast tonight of Wichita State and Texas at the 1989 College World Series. We'll have some interesting tidbits on that coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news, right?
Oh, yeah. We'll head into the weekend with our entertainment news at 8:35 this morning.
Yep. We call it the blur and traffic and weather for the weekend coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.